This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and this is the Live Monday edition. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And Ian is, again, out. He has to visit a friend in the hospital. So, the number, 603-513-2233.
No. No? No, that is not the number.
What am I given?
855-450-3733.
I'm giving the office line.
You were giving your office line number.
Yeah, the office line.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's Free Talk Live, and you can.
Yeah. Anytime you start with a six, I know it's the wrong number.
Yeah, indeed it is. Well, I can tell you this. We did do our show prep today, and we are prepared with some really great stories. So, Melanie, apparently there are teachers out there that don't think that the little boy should be playing with Legos.
Yeah, there are. There are teachers who think all kinds of insane things, but this particular teacher...
Because you can't fire them because they work for the government.
Right.
Look, you can fire them as long as they don't have
college
tenure.
Teachers. You can typically fire elementary school teachers.
As long as they don't have tenure.
Why? Do kindergarten teachers have tenure now? Is that a thing?
Basically, any public education teacher after a couple of years will have tenure.
Oh, that's insane. Yes. And also explains a lot.
Because unions. And I actually know a guy. I used to work with a guy when I worked for the airline who he got a job working for the airline after he was let go as a teacher. He was just about to get tenure, was given the Teacher of the Year award for the Birmingham City Schools, and was let go just before he got tenure because they didn't want, you know, like one really, really good teacher in the school where he worked and a bunch of really horrible teachers.
That sounds
so
right.
So instead of, you know, trying to get the other teachers to improve, they got rid of the one good teacher that they had.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a government agency.
Right.
It's a government agency that perpetuates all of the other government agencies.
They reward failure.
So, tell us about the Legos.
Okay, so there's this teacher in a kindergarten, well, she's a kindergarten teacher in Washington State who has decided that, first of all, she has decided that for some reason Legos help you with math skills.
And there's all kinds of stuff on the interwebs about using Legos for math skills, so yes.
I think that probably teaching math helps you better with math skills than playing with Legos, and she is a teacher, but she has decided that the way that her students need to learn math is
okay,
playing so with Legos.
Okay, so you've got two red Legos and three blue Legos. How many Legos do you have total?
Okay, gender appropriation!
You can do that with any object, though.
Right. She just happened to use Legos.
No, she did not happen to use Legos. She happens to have Legos. Apparently, this class, there's an hour at the end of the day of free playtime.
Okay.
Which the kids are supposed to be able to play with whatever they want. And she decided that not enough of girls were playing with Legos. So she bought more feminine color Legos and added them to the...
Seriously?
Legos.
She thinks the girls are going to play with Legos more if they're purple and pink?
Well, apparently she did, and then she
Do they make purple and pink
they
Legos?
Do.
Yes,
they
do.
Make girls purple
they
and pink
any
Legos.
They make kind of Legos you can imagine.
And
colors,
my
shapes.
Son, Jack, came to the conclusion those were girls Legos on his own. I don't know how it happens. I can't speak to it. But he's like, he wants nothing to do with them.
Oh, man, I think it's pretty obvious that pink and purple or girl colors.
Not if you never
saw.
I think that's obvious.
Not unless you told it.
Obvious that it's a fact, but that it's obvious that it's a social norm.
I guess it must be, right?
Currently, but like 120 years ago, pink was considered a boy's
okay,
color.
Okay, but Jack didn't live 120 years ago. He lives now.
Right. I'm just saying that just because something is considered something now doesn't mean that it's a fact that pink and purple are girls' colors.
I'm not arguing that it's a fact. I'm arguing that it's a social norm.
Okay.
So That didn't work, so she went and got a grant to get more Legos, because apparently either she got a whole lot of Legos, or they really micromanage money that much. So she bought a whole lot of Legos.
Probably the latter.
Expensive, so... Yeah, so she went and got a grant to get the Legos, and still not enough to get more Legos. And still not enough girls were playing with Legos, so she decided to ban boys from playing with Legos.
Here's a better solution. Just ban boys.
Just
ban boys, and then the boys won't be playing with Legos.
It's pretty close to that now.
Well, no, that's what she...
She banned them from playing with the Legos. She didn't ban the boys from being in the class.
So what it's come down to is now girls are achieving academically higher than boys. And, frankly, I think it's women below the age of 28 are making more. At least I've seen these statistics that women are making more than men below the age of
single women. And by that, I mean actually single women, which means you don't have kids, make more than men, period.
So, hold on, does that mean a woman not in a relationship of any kind, or just not married?
I think they only have stats on married, but never married, no kids, we make the most.
Okay.
Of anyone.
There you go. Guys, look for a never married woman with no kids.
Well,
and,
no, but then once you marry
never
her,
work again.
She starts making less money.
She's got a man's soul to suck out at that point. You can't just do that. It takes time.
Note for the listeners, that's the married guy talking. Tell us,
single lady, tell us about Legos.
Okay, so she decided to ban because she thought that it would help girls learn math and enter the STEM field. She banned boys from playing with Legos because gender equality, that her phrase, not mine. Sometimes the boys ask if they can play with the Legos, because she tells them they can play, and that she tells them they can play with whatever they want, and then tells them they can't play with Legos.
Then it's not play with whatever you want.
It's not
what I allow you to play
with.
Does
she say her heart leaps with glee as she tells them no?
No, but she did say this. She said, I always tell the boys you're going to have a turn. And I'm like, yeah, when hell freezes over in my head. She said, I tell them you'll have a turn because I don't want them to feel bad. Boys get ongoing practice and girls are shut out of those activities, which just kills me. Until girls get it into their system that building is cool, building is what I want to do, I want to protect that, Keller said.
Okay, so how old is this story? I think I've heard this this particular line before.
It was from
November. Okay.
Of 2015.
There you go.
Is what I'm seeing on a Washington Examiner article.
Not that it's not relevant, because it certainly is.
It shows, well, it's older than I thought it was.
It shows the attitude of some of those that work for the government school system and how they think they can shape the future. In many cases, that's the reason they got in the job, was the intention of shaping the future.
Well, why else would you say, hey, there's a room full of other people's kids that have nothing to do with me? I'll deal with that for $20,000 a year.
Well, I don't know. I mean, government school teachers don't always make as little as $20,000 a year. It depends on what state you're in. And, don't forget summer's off, too. So usually it's not the worst job in the world. My wife worked for the state, and there was always a bit of animosity going on between the state workers and the teachers, because they're all like, hey, how come you make the same as we do and you work 9 months and we work 12? So, generally teacher salaries are not considered to be the lowest, to be low in their communities.
Well, even so, you're taking care of other people's kids for years and years, and you don't have,
some people just like taking care of kids, and others think that this, it beats real work or whatever it is, they've got some passion, or whatever.
I think really the only reason to become, especially a kindergarten teacher, is because you think that you're gonna shape society, and continue, and in her warped, warped, weird mind, does it not occur to her that, and okay, like, the boys are the victims here, I'm not disputing that, but she's telling the girls what they have to think that they should like Legos. I mean, isn't that kind of defeating her purpose?
I think that your axe to grind is even bigger than mine on this one, Melanie. I wouldn't even say this suggests that this
I just hate public school wardens.
Apparently. This is, I wouldn't even suggest, a large percentage of kindergarten teachers are control freaks. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Monday edition of Free Talk Live. And you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
You know, we were talking about this story here, and it's not a new one, but there is an update on it, and I think it's worth bringing out that update. But at least one public school teacher thinks so little of boys that she's not going to let them play with Legos. She thinks the girls should play with Legos and they should build things or whatever. I guess she basically, you know, she wants the girls to act a certain way, wants the boys to act a certain way. And I find it disturbing that a teacher would want to shape social norms that what kids play with just bothers the heck out of her. Let's before we go on here, Daryl, can you tell me about the LPNH is going to play baseball?
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
But we are going out to the ball game.
All right.
Sponsoring a game by the New Hampshire Fisher Cats when they take on the Eastern League champion Akron Rubber Ducks on Saturday, June 10th.
Okay.
So it's going to be the New Hampshire Fisher Cats sponsored by the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Awesome.
LPNH is going to have the pavilion with an all-you-can-eat buffet and...
Sweet, I'm in now.
Yeah, yeah. And our secretary, who's also running for governor, will throw out the first pitch.
Nice.
And so then
they'll
announce Jaletta Jarvis throwing
okay.
out the first pitch. Now, they can't say gubernatorial candidate because of, you know, all kinds of weird... campaign finance, whatever. But yeah, so we're going out to the ball games and you can join us. You do need to purchase the tickets by May 9th, even though the game's not until June 10th. We just have to make sure that, you know, the seats are guaranteed. So to guarantee that seat, go to lpnh.org/FTL. Purchase your ticket. It's only $40. Again, that gets you the ticket to the game, access to that private portion of the bar, the pavilion, the all-you-can-eat buffet. And if you need extra motivation, it's Star Wars night.
Oh, neat.
So,
what does that mean? Where? Bring your lightsaber?
You can bring your lightsaber.
Never leave home without it.
You know, you can dress up like one of the Darth Sith guys. A Jedi, whatever, stormtrooper. Again, June 10th, Star Wars night, Libertarian Party of New Hampshire sponsoring that Fisher Cat game against the Akron Rubber Ducks. Get your tickets, only $40, lpnh.org/FTL.
And since it's the LP, I'm assuming that they're only selling as many tickets as they actually have seats.
Unlike
what do you
United?
Mean?
United?
Yes, unlike United.
Yes. We will not be doing an oversold situation and then dragging a doctor out of the stadium.
There you go.
Not going to happen.
Let's go to Liberty Lover calling in on Skype. Liberty Lover, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
All's well.
Before I get to my topic, I actually have some pretty interesting news.
Okay.
Tricia Sprankle, the political director of the LP of Ohio, is actually interested in assisting me with my gubernatorial campaign. So.
Excellent.
Nice. That's good. Thanks for that lead, Mark. I actually was heard about this earlier today. Apparently, I don't know if you guys know this or not, if you recycle in Amsterdam, they will give you coins that are actually made out of plastic.
I saw something about that.
Yeah, and apparently it's meant to encourage recycling and such, even though recycling is a bit of a lie from what I've heard. But
I think that it's gotten more relevant over time. So, for instance, if you look at something like the NPR, public radio. Now, NPR gets about 10% of its funding currently from the government and 90% from donors and underwriters and I don't know exactly how else. So... one could extrapolate from that we would have, you know, if you pulled that government funding, that NPR would be doing just fine.
Correct. Now, there are some people that will say, well, the only reason anybody donates to NPR is they get a tax write-off, so therefore all of it is government funding.
I have
then none of it is. First of all, most people don't get that write-off. Second of all, they're stealing less of your money. That doesn't count.
Yeah,
I know.
Write-off isn't
I
a tax
agree
credit.
With you. I'm agreeing here, but I've had people make the argument. I never said it was a good argument.
Yeah.
I just said they made the argument that, well, it's all tax money because you get a tax deduction.
Call in with that argument at 855-450-3733 because I will. We have Melanie here that will explain to you what a write-off is and the difference between a write-off and a tax credit. There you go. The point I was making, I'm sorry, I got derailed. NPR currently could probably make it without government funding, right?
Yes.
But
PBS and art museums.
Sure. But it got started with government money, and it probably wouldn't be in existence without the seed money that got it started.
Well, that's true of a lot of people, too. That's not particularly relevant.
I'm just saying that there are success stories the government can point to. To say that the government fails miserably every time overlooks where the government has,
the government only fails if you look at its stated goals instead of its actual goals.
So all I'm saying is that recycling has gotten better than it was in the past.
There are certain things, plastic being one of them, where it's actually not a financial negative to recycle.
Plastic is now not a financial negative? Okay. I know metals certainly were, and glass they can crush and turn into a substrate for building material, and that's working out really well. But I'm not up on all of recycling or anything like that. I'd say that some is worse than others. And as the programs become more ubiquitous, people just use recycling programs like garbage dumps and throw in dirty bottles and things like that, too. So,
right.
And then they have to be cleaned out. Go ahead.
Well, back on the topic of the actual coins in Amsterdam.
And can these coins be used? They're plastic coins, you said?
They can be used, yes.
For what?
I believe they're actually completely legal tender. They're issued from the government in Amsterdam.
Huh.
So I should also hate recycling because inflation.
And I'm starting to think to myself, what is stopping me as somebody, who has access to a 3D printer? What's stopping me from printing off a bunch of these and going to some sort of currency exchange center and exchanging it for thousands of United States dollars? What's stopping me from doing it?
Well, in a lot of countries that have kind of multiple versions of currency, you can't necessarily walk in as a foreigner and exchange a bunch of it. So that might be what's stopping you.
And also the threat of jail time for getting caught with any kind of counterfeit.
How are they going to tell the difference? It's just plastic.
Well, it's not like they need actual evidence. It's a government. They just throw you in jail if they want.
I've not actually seen or felt their plastic coin, but, just because something looks similar doesn't mean that it's going to feel the same or weigh the same.
If you show up with more coins than there are in circulation, you're going to have a problem.
You will be the only gubernatorial candidate running in the nation that has been arrested for counterfeiting plastic coins. So I support it completely. It's good for your campaign. Liberty Lover, thanks for the call. You can call in, too, on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years,
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. Daryl, we were just talking in the last segment about a plastic coin. Apparently, they're making in which country? I always get confused with
Amsterdam.
This. Amsterdam. So that's not a country.
Specifically, it's in the Noord district.
Okay, the Noord district of Amsterdam. All right.
And
this is like a ward. It's not even a city.
They call it a neighborhood.
Neighborhood, okay. A neighborhood.
They say that it's separated from the rest of Amsterdam.
All right.
And it's an opt-in sort of thing, so businesses have to opt in. So it's not just an across the board. You have to take this little plastic coin.
So when I get my little plastic coins for being a good recycling guy, what do I get to buy?
Well, they say that right now there are 30 businesses, and this is as of December. About 30 businesses have signed up. Only about 700 households have signed up. And of the businesses, one of them is a bar. You can get a half-price beer. There's a place that will give you a free chocolate. You can get discounted yoga classes. So the coin has, you know, different values at different businesses.
It's more like credit card points.
It's kind of, kind of like that, or maybe I know that we were just talking about NPR. My wife and I are members at NHPR, the New Hampshire version of NPR, and we get this whole card that if she flashes it around the state, she gets different discounts on meals and things like that. So she's actually come to be quite good at using the thing, and it probably saves us, at least half of the pittance that we throw at them. So there you go. Interesting. Melanie, tell me more about this this teacher who was apparently keeping the boys from playing with the Legos.
Right, yeah. So she was doing this in the name of gender equality, which is just completely psychotic when you discriminate against genders to keep them equal.
Don't you think we all, to some extent, kind of, have gender biases?
We don't all claim to be purporting gender equality.
Okay.
So it's... I mean, the fact that she's doing it the way she's doing it, because she's, first of all, doing this thing to children where she's taking Legos away from them and telling them they're not good enough to play with Legos. And then, one set of kids she's, like, depriving of Legos, and then the other set of kids she's almost telling them they have to play with Legos, and if you don't like Legos, something's wrong with you, which is not as bad, but still kind of screwed up. So, apparently there is an update where, because apparently this story was a little bit older than I thought it was, but she only did this for a month. I don't care if she only did it for a day.
She only did it for a month because she could only get away with it for a month.
I mean, this is blatantly unconstitutional, and she is a government employee, so she can't, once she gets caught and tells the reporter, I'm going to stop when hell freezes over, and the administration says, yeah, so...
Knock, knock, hell just froze over.
Yeah. So apparently it takes 1 month in...
Now, I remember being told in junior high that I had no constitutional rights because I was not 18 years old yet.
I remember being told lots of things by cops that weren't true.
Was it cops that told you that, or just other teachers?
It was
the
teacher.
Agents, whatever. Well, teachers are worse than cops, really, but... So,
I was told something similar by the dean, basically.
If I could wave my hands and disappear either every cop or every public school teacher, there would still be cops.
Yeah, so, I'm not looking to... The thing is that I think that many public school teachers are probably really great teachers and would do a great job in the free market. What I would want to get rid of is the government school system, because to suggest that somehow people are left unbiased about, the state and its machinations after going through its 13-year indoctrination program seems pretty ludicrous to me. There's a meme on Facebook I like. What's the difference between the government and the mafia? The mafia doesn't have a 13-year indoctrination program.
Right. And I mean, at least with laws, there's things you can do, and I'm not saying you're in any way morally obligated to do these things, and different people who look different ways kind of have different success rates, but there are things that you can do to avoid encounters with police. There are not things you can do to avoid encounters with the public school system. You're kind of, you were born wrong, your date of birth's wrong, you're going to this prison-like facility for 8 hours a day for the next, not quite 18 years, because they don't start when you're born, but... Several years.
Give them a couple years. That they're already trying to do this
pre-K
full day kindergarten
starting at 4 now. I've seen people dropping their kids off at the state at 4, and I'm like,
right.
That's really.
I've heard of people doing it as young as 3.
Yeah, the plan is basically to give both parents 2 years off from working completely paid, and then after that, you send the little bundle of joy off to the government indoctrination centers until they graduate college at a complete mental invalid at 22.
I mean, Sparta didn't even take him till 7. But, yeah, so you're part of this system, and I think that it is possible to kind of innocently enter the field of public school teaching, where I don't think that that's true of police, at least in the states. So, yeah, and then she's, so her defense later on seems to be, it was an experiment, it was temporary, whatever. That's not better. I mean, when I was in second grade or first grade, they did... What I didn't quite know at the time was an experiment on us, and that was kind of screwed up. And if I met those people, I'd, say some things I can't say on the radio, but...
Well, I can tell you this. Free Talk Live is the only radio program in America that compared the public school system to the Agoji today. Chris, calling in from Wisconsin. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk to you a little bit about this idea that government workers get rewarded for failure.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you look around our country, what we actually see is we see people in positions that are in corporate America that actually get rewarded for failure. For instance, Bill O'Reilly is going to get a multi-million dollar package for losing his job for sexually harassing women, you know. So we're rewarding people for poor behavior. I worked for a company, and my company was actually kind of driven into the ground after the rules had changed that actually, you know, guided corporate America into, you know, the stable society that we had prior to all these financial regulations being undone. And my company was driven into the ground, and the guy that left, when he left, he got a $36 million golden parachute. And in his wake, though, were people that had worked at this company and built this company and had promises of pensions in this company, and they were just left high and dry. And
yeah, there's been some problems with government pensions, too, just to point that out.
And but, I mean, these two things are not mutually exclusive. Like, you can have government employees that are rewarded for failure and also corporate employees that are rewarded for failure.
Well, I don't know what your experience with government has been or government workers has been. But, you know, I worked for corporate America, and the government workers were actually my customers, okay? So I worked with a lot of people on the state of Wisconsin's Medicaid system. And they were very professional. They were very well-educated. They were very underpaid. They did have good benefits. So just understand, though, that the reason that it's really important for government workers to have really good benefits is because they're the backbone of our society, you know?
Well, the reason is so that they're indentured. And they can't leave. It's the reason is so they're indentured and they feel like they can't leave.
No, it's not because most people.
It's not because I dated my fiance was a government worker. She got these benefits and she told me I can't leave my job for a job in corporate America because of these benefits.
Right. It's okay, the same thing with unions.
You're not going to get cut off, Chris. Don't worry.
What year would you be talking about? Because we've had a lot of unraveling starting back with Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan really unraveled everything.
Oh, I'm 46.
I
wasn't even graduated from high school when Reagan was in office.
Well, then you don't have the historical point of view that I have. And I have
I see. My opinion doesn't matter. I'm too young.
Well, okay,
I'm older than Jesus. I'm older than Jesus when he died on the cross for your sins. I'm older than Hitler when he took control of power.
I'm older.
But it's irrelevant what I have to say because of my age. I am an adult, yes. I'm not acting like a child. I just would prefer not to be told that I don't have historical perspective.
I have no idea how old you are.
You're 46. I'm 46 years old, madam.
You know, and I would say to anybody that if they've lived a little longer, maybe they have a different historical perspective. You are
absolutely.
The one who said,
there's
but that doesn't change
said,
what's going on.
Hold the line, Chris. Hold the line. 855-450-3733.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Did you know that 34% of Americans didn't use any of their vacation days last year? That is crazy. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we bring together 10 million properties from the world's most trusted sites, making it easy to compare places, compare prices, and find the perfect vacation rental.
So check out Tripping.com today and take those hard-earned vacation days.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the Monday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about anything you want. We were talking about, public school teacher that decided the little boys weren't going to be able to play with Legos anymore, and we've got an update on that story, and I'm excited to get to that. Chris called in, and she changed the topic. She wanted to talk about essentially the government, our claim that the government is the only organization that could fail its way to success, and she had some rebuttals to that.
Wait, did somebody make that claim? Because
I will make that claim right now.
I will not support that claim.
That it's the only organization, or that
it's the only one.
Okay, go ahead. What other organizations fail their way to success? Ones with government contracts.
Well, I mean, they would all be government supported entities, but yeah. A lot of corporations.
What she pointed out, and I think it's a fair critique, is that many of these CEOs have these golden parachutes, and yes. Lots of the employees get screwed in the process. So anyway, I'm going to bring her on here in a second. I want to tell you about ways that you can save lots of money when you buy things online.
Yes, you can.
SaveItPurse.com. Daryl, you've done this regularly?
Yes, about 55 times over the last 2 years, and I've saved well over $500.
And it's simply by going to saveitpurse.com, using Bitcoin, you can get savings of up to 33% on anything. Yep. They've got pretty much at Amazon. You have to use Bitcoin, and you sign up there, and we get a little commission for the lifetime of your account, saveitpurse.com. Let's go back to Chris. I want to make sure she gets her time here. That's the one difference on Free Talk Live, right? Like, you call in some other radio program and you disagree with the hosts, but you're going to get your opportunity to speak, and then they're going to hang up on you, and that's it. They're going to, you know, they're going to get their point across. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, well,
I really think that this is all tied in, actually. You were saying you were talking about the teachers. I listen to you guys on and off here and there, and I really don't care for the beating up on the teachers. I'm a government employee in general. Where I was at when we left off was trying to explain that the government is the backbone of our society. If we have floods, the people that mobilize are people in the government. If we have
fires, I know it didn't used to be that way, right? Like under Grover Cleveland, there was correspondence with Lysander Spooner where he felt that it was completely inappropriate. This is the Democrat, okay. Grover Cleveland.
We learned and we moved on from there. Just like when, you know, we unionized, we learned that we weren't going to allow people to enslave us the way that the people had done prior to the unions, you know, like when we had girls, you know, jumping out of windows at the Shirtwaist Fire Factory, fire in Chicago. So, you know, there were really reasons that all of these things happened.
There are certainly reasons. There's reasons that they confiscated, that they didn't allow people to own guns in Australia, right? They decided that, you know, it's just not important, but they took that right away.
Right, but we are in a very dangerous position right now in this country.
Which
where
one?
People are ignoring science. Are you familiar with the science march yesterday? Do you believe in science? Can I ask you that?
Do I believe in science? I believe in the scientific method, and I generally err on the side of believing scientists.
Okay.
I am disturbed to some extent by some of the things that I've read about global warming and, for instance, climate gate and a few things like that, but I pretty much am on the side of anthropogenic global warming, if that's the question you're asking me.
Yeah. So if you believe that we are at this point that we are at, okay,
yep.
Then why would you not want to invest everything that we had into educating our young people?
Because that's not what the government does.
Well, because
that's what the government does.
The government is the worst organization to deal with this. If you turn over global warming to the government, we're all going to die. You understand? They're that bad at this. I mean, there's the saying there's the saying from Friedman where, you know, if you put the government in charge of the Sahara Desert, they'd be out of sand inside of 3 years. They're really, really bad at this.
Well, we have Republicans in charge here in Wisconsin,
and
they have all the levers of our government, all of them, and they took them in very underhanded and criminal ways.
Okay.
So I could tell you what it's like to live under this, and they have sunk.
Move to New York or New Jersey, these paradises of Democratic rule.
I used to live in New York, but that's a different story. But anyway, they have sunk 2,800 high-capacity wells in our state. They are taking our water. Water that we as a society have protected for generations.
Why did you turn the water over to the government? You now you're complaining the government is mismanaging water. You're agreeing with me,
what
Chris.
What I'm telling you is the government has been corrupted with money.
The government
money
is always going to be corrupted with money.
No,
that's the nature of it.
Society functions better than it did now.
When?
We had many advances in science.
The 50s, happy days, remember them? Sunday, Monday,
you know,
happy days.
Right.
Tuesday,
so
Wednesday.
So maybe you should look and see what's changed. And a lot of what has changed is
what time period am I comparing now to?
Well, I look back to Roosevelt and the Banking Act. And when Roosevelt put the Banking Act in place, we stopped the boom-bust cycle that we were in this country. And it lasted until Reagan started, like, playing with it and pulling it.
It was in the middle of a bust.
And undoing it. And we've had several boom-busts since
the boom-busts were created by the Federal Reserve in 1913. There were booms and busts before that. But the greatest financial crises have occurred since the creation of the fiat currency. Does it bother you that Roosevelt...
Booms and busts happened because of what's called fractional reserve banking, which is what happens when you have a centralized authority in charge of the money supply.
All that stuff brought to you by Democrats.
Well, you know, I'm going to disagree with you. As I said, I was aware of things that were going on when I was first looking for a home. The interest rates were 18%. Okay?
I remember having a checking account when I was in middle school that paid 5.5%, and now they pay something like 0.3%.
Yes, our economy has been really screwed up since we moved to the trickle down theory. It does not work.
Okay.
We need to undo all the damage that has been done since Ronald Reagan. And then we can have a functioning government.
But Chris, all you're saying is that the government will work if it works the way you want it to work.
If I undo all the damage, you mean get rid of the drug war that really got ramped up under Reagan?
Totally,
I'll agree with you there.
Totally, get rid of the drug war. Completely, totally. I think it's a failure. I always thought it was a failure. It started when my generation was teenagers. It hurt a lot of people. I'm totally
agreed. 100%.
We do a lot of stupid things, but I'm saying there's probably a lot of things we agree on. The thing I would ask you to look at, though, is to not look at the whole of the government as being wrong. We have a framework that we were given that worked for a long time.
We don't have a framework.
It's corrupted.
The framework we were given ended up in this, and this is what it looks like. We know what the Constitution brings because we have what it brings.
As Lysander Spooner said about 150 years ago, the Constitution has either authorized such tyranny as we have or has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it is unfit to exist.
You don't believe in the Constitution. Wow.
I believe that it's a document that has some words written on it, but the government officials don't follow it.
I mean, this is a libertarian program. We're all libertarians, so we're not going to believe in the Constitution or any other government
document. Well, some libertarians do.
I'm fine with the Constitution if somebody wants to abide by it, but I didn't sign it. The government officials take an oath to it, and they ignore it. What am I supposed to...
How do you feel about, like, not having a National Institutes of Health anymore? Or the Center for Disease Control.
Oh, you mean the CDC that gave people syphilis, that CDC?
Pardon me?
The CDC that gave people syphilis, that CDC?
I don't know what your association with the CDC was, but I was a certified medical technologist for like 15 years and worked in a hospital, and I did work with the CDC when I had to do my...
Okay, if you go to CDC.gov, they will tell you about the Tuskegee experiment.
You know... As I said to you before, there are problems in our government. For instance, aspartame. Aspartame's a poison. That was approved by the FDA. That was approved by the FDA when Donald Rumsfeld went from being the CEO of Searle to being on a transition team for Bush. There are a lot of bad things that have happened because of greed and money. But they
have corrupted our government. And so you take a bunch of greedy people and you give them a military.
Pardon me?
So you take a bunch of gritty people and you give them a police force to enforce what you want them to, what they want you to buy, and you give them a military to bomb people that won't comply. Okay. So that's how you deal with greed, by giving them a military?
Okay, just so you know, I am anti-war.
But you're pro-state.
In D.C. before we went into Iraq, I was there from here.
Thank you for your service.
I don't believe in war. I am anti all of this terrible policing. I have friends that were out in North Dakota that just got their charges dropped today.
That's good to hear.
I stand up for the water. I don't think we have as much. We have things in common here. But I'm just asking you to please be a little bit more careful with this government that took so many generations to build, because there are...
Burn it to the ground is what I say. Thank you for the call, Chris. Anytime you want to call, you're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. 855-450-3733. Hey, you know, it's just, there's too much power concentrated in one place, and it's always going to be occupied by bad people, and I don't care what party they're in. Free Talk Live.
You said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources want
wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.